afternoon, Dr. Martin's office. How can I help you?
Hi, I was calling to get a little more information about the rhinoplasty.
Okay, have you spoken to somebody here already?
No, not yet.
Okay, so you're looking for information on an appointment or your like pricing and anything like that?
Yeah, just a little more like clarity on like the procedure, definitely pricing.
Okay. So everything, our consults are free. So if you schedule the consult, whereas where you come in, you see Dr. Morin, our nurse, and they'll go play by play on everything. All your questions, everything will be answered during that consult. I don't have the exact answers for you on exactly play by play what will happen with the procedure and all that stuff and how it will go. As for billing, on how much it would be, that would be our cosmetic coordinator. So usually after your consult, you'll go see our cosmetic coordinator, and she would give you an estimate. So like I said, our consultations are free, and if you do decide to work with us, then, you know, it's a go, and if you don't, then there's no harm done. So
right.
It all just all your questions would be answered during your consult.
Okay. So there's, like, no one to talk to on the phone prior to a consult.
I mean, I could ask our cosmetic coordinator, but it's just hard for her to give you any definite answers because she hasn't seen you. So
okay.
It all just depends on, you know, your nose, what kind of rhinoplasty you want. If it's
that was one of my questions. Like, I know there's different types. I didn't know what, like, what
the
difference.
Yeah, like, there's the closed and the open. So we would need to, like, literally see you in person to, like, determine that.
Okay. And do you have an idea of the pricing, just so that before I make an appointment, I can tell my fiancé and get him to help me?
100%. I'm going to put you on a brief hold, and I'm going to ask our coordinator, because she's a little busy right now, but I'm going to see if she has an estimate for me.
Thank you.
Do you know if you would want a full – well, I'm going to ask her for both of the pricing, okay? So I'm going to put you on a brief hold.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, this is Vicki. I'm Dr. Morin's patient coordinator. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
Okay. You want to have a chat? You're interested in rhinoplasty?
Yeah. So I know there's different types. I just didn't really like understand the difference between the types.
Okay. So what is it that you're unhappy with your nose? Were you looking for pricing? Is that why?
Yeah, that too. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how old are you?
34.
Okay. Okay, so tell me a little bit. Have you ever had a rhinoplasty before?
No, never.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I have like a pretty big bump in the middle of my nose.
Okay, is that the only thing that bothers you? There's no breathing issues?
No breathing issue. It's really truly all like appearance cosmetic that I'm concerned about.
Okay, so if it's just the bump and you're happy with the tip and you don't want anything about the tip of your nose changed, that's a closed rhinoplasty.
Okay.
And the price for a closed rhinoplasty is $13,500.
Okay, and now do you guys do financing or...
We don't have finance, but we do participate with Care Credit if you're interested in applying.
I'm familiar with them.
I'm sorry?
I'm very familiar with Care Credit.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah.
So you know Care Credit has different programs. So we only participate with the 6-month interest-free and then the 24 and 36 month, but that's with interest. So, you know, there's that too.
Yeah. And then I guess my other question would be, like, how long is recovery, like, afterwards?
So recovery from what? From going out of the house
I don't know. Is there any recovery that comes with getting?
Yeah, so the doctor usually says 2 weeks, but okay. If you had a desk job or something and you didn't mind, you know, maybe a little bit of bruising or some, you know, that you might have under your eyes, you can return to a desk job in a week.
Okay. Yeah, work from home, so.
Oh, okay.
But I have a little child. I just didn't know if it was, like, going to make me bound to the bed or, like.
No, you're never bound to a bed after surgery. Nobody wants you to lay in bed after you've had surgery, but, you know, but it's 1 to 2 weeks.
Okay, well, that's not even bad at all.
Okay.
And then I do wear glasses. Am I able to wear them afterwards?
You have to talk to the doctor about that.
Okay, no worries.
Yeah, he'll go over that with you. I mean, I guess it depends on how heavy they are. And so probably wouldn't want you to for a while. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to talk to my fiance about, like, the cost and everything. I feel so much more comfortable now after speaking with you. Thank you. And then I'll call back to do the consultation.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.